Ein Heim and Aleph. We started Rabbis Teretz. It's an Isha Chashuva. The Mora says, we finished the Rashi on the previous Gemara, yeah. Last word on the line. Ihochi, first word on the line. About 10 lines down. Sefer Ketani, that Brisa continues, there's a Tosefta, it says that in the case where the Tanai was, that he doesn't have, he marries her on the condition he doesn't have any the Dorim, or any Mumim, and then, Abulhu Shehalach Eitzel Chacham, maybe he Tiroi, Eitzel Reife Veripa Eisai, is Mekudeshes. So she, as opposed to the price is saying, it's a chacham matir mekudeshes. It's a referee person. Any mekudeshes. We're actually going on the price, which says the second price, which says. It's a chacham matir. It's any mekudeshes. When it goes to him, it's mekudeshes. So why don't we say, "Leim ha'achel ba'adam chashav askinan"? The amar l'nicha li the itzur b'kriveh. Why don't we say the same type of parallel thought? That if she's a case of an isha chashuva, and the person has this feeling of being affected by the relatives, why don't we flip that around and apply the case to the man as well? Some more answers. Ihi becholduhum nichala. A woman is will accept even less than optimal situation in order to be married. Kirish lakish. Damarish lakish. Tav lemesiv tandum lemesiv armalu. It's better to be able to sit as a pair and to sit as a widow, so it's better to take something which is less than optimal than to be without a marriage.
That's just a blanket statement, or I mean,
that's a blanket statement. Yeah. As opposed to what?
I don't know. It just sounds to me like almost like something a woman would say, not a man.
Well, it's just the more saying. That's what women say.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the point.
Abaya Omar, Abaya says this idea in a mashal. The Shum Shemana Gavra, even if her husband is an aunt, so he's not very chashuv, right? Still, kursei be charasa. She feels entitled to the status of being a chashuv person, just as if she was sitting amongst the princesses. She feels proud of the fact that she's married, and she doesn't feel any inferiority due to her husband's lacking. Okay. Kursei becharasa ramila. She puts her seat amongst the princesses. Rapapa comes up with a different mashal. Dinafsa gavra. Even though her husband is a nafsa, which is a person who pulls out the discards of the flax. Tikre Bisife Bava. She will announce him by the door that, you know, she's sitting with her friends and her husband comes in, like, you know, she, you know, coming in from this lowly job. You sort of figure she tries hides him to the back. No, she calls him by the front door, Vatesev, and she sits with him. Okay. Rav Ashi says, that the kol segavra loyboy tzalfchi the kidra, when her even if her husband is from a background which is embarrassing, that she's happy enough with that she doesn't even ask for a minimal amount of food for the pot. On one side they have the motion of the happiness that they're married and they can be considered the state of marriage, but on the other hand they can be pulled into a situation which is improper, and they have the husbands as cover. Okay. So Rashi, top of the page, top line, Rabbi Omar, Haritani Eitz Chacham Itira Einim Mekudesh. It's the second brayso. It says when she goes to the Chacham and removes the nether, she's still not married, just like with the case of the Mumim. Sibitza Cheshuva, Baskadolim, she comes from a Cheshuva background. The Filo Lamandamar, Roitz Adam, Shetis Baza Ishta Bevezin, Halka Amr Yevshi Be Isha Nidronis. I don't want to have her removed in the door. Veget Namin Olichali Namesulah. I don't want even to have to divorce her. Because the itzur b'imo v'achosa, that would prohibit me to marry other members of her family. Lo nichali to the heavy kedushin. I'd rather the kedushin not work out. So he makes this tonight. He's not going to be mevater on the tonight. The bride continues, "Avol hu imar lo al ben ashe de line mumin v'nedorim." If the man tells, "I'm marrying you," that I don't have these, she's agreeable only in the condition he doesn't have mumin v'nedorim, and it turns out that he does, and he's well. See if he does, he didn't fulfill it tonight. But if he removes them through going to a chacham or through to a doctor, she's mekudeshes. So the word says, "Why is that?" Tandu. Tandu stands for guf shnayim, two bodies, tandem. Mashal had Yehu, Shanoshim Armus, this is something that people say, women say, Taib L'Shevesim Guf Shnayim, it's better to sit with as a pair, Misheves Almona, than sitting as a widow. Shum Shemana Gavra, Mashal had Yehu, again, it's just a phrase that people say, Misha Baal Akotin, can a mother ultimately small like an ant. Kursi Becharosa Ramya, Kesa, she puts her seat, Berasaurus, amongst the Soros, amongst the princesses, Benoskarin, the Chasha woman, Meshiva, Klemer Gamli Baal Kamechem, she doesn't feel inferior to them. She has a husband. Nafsa is a Nape Semer, Vumas Musahim, sorry, I said flax. So he pulls out the seeds from the cotton. And that's considered a very lowly type of work. But, wool. Well, what did I say? Semer, wool, thank you. Semer Geffen, okay.
What's Semer Geffen?
Semer Geffen is cotton. Semer is wool, yeah. So it's pulling out the whatever's stuck in there, the florins, etc., whatever it is. She's not embarrassed to call him in from the threshold. To sit with him in front of everybody. They sit in the porch together. Kulsa mimishpachas doifi, from a family that there's some type of reputation, negative reputation. She doesn't even ask for tiflachi, which is adoshim, which is lentils. Shumaychul kal, ben chasern kis kolkach. It's a light food and it's not very expensive. Even that in a shalas hemenu. She just wants to be married, even if he won't provide any food. The kulan mezanas of talis shabalayin called elu shabalayin is shvelim. That the husbands are lowly, umaris lahem chiba, and the woman shows that she has a desire for them. En elu shemezano is tachtein. It's because she is mezana. Saint Teresa has a uber bebal, and if they become pregnant, she has a husband. But they want somebody to be married. The fishim is not a because they can accept the fact, because they're able to have a husband of lesser stature, of lowly stature, because if they find their interests elsewhere. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a real contrast to the earlier reason.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, how would that change if, I don't know, in a situation of like, let's say, effective birth control, that, you know, they have the same results, right, where they don't have to, you know, worry about the risk that they'll get pregnant.
And the bracket sounds like that
maybe you're using the marriage to cover it up.
It's not just a question of covering.
It's different.
It's a question of that they're able to tolerate this unoptimal situation because they find their interests elsewhere. So Rashi sounds like he's ending off at the end. So there still is the advantage of having the status. Okay. So the Mishnah said at the end, "Kol woman a person be kahan and person be noshim." So we go to the Mishnayos over there in Masechet Bechoros, and the Mishnah has a list of movement which apply to kahanim. So those apply to the women. When a man says just a blanket statement of movement, he's referring to those movement which are found over there. So the Gemara Tana, but the Brisa says, "Hosifu aleihen." There are some women which apply to women which don't apply to kahan. Number one, Zaya, a woman who has a constant sweating problem. Shuma, she has warts. Bereach apeh, she has bad breath. Word says, "Bahani b'kahani l'pasli." You're saying that you had to add them. This person you had to add them means they were not included in the general rule that whatever applies to kahanim applies to women. So you're saying that these don't apply to kahanim, so we needed to add them. But really? Well, Tanan, the Mishnah says, by kahanim, hazoke, this puzzle, frabodo, bachayla, mahamazuyam, and the person who's mazuyam, which, sorry, this is by behemoths. Rashi says, we'll apply to the person in a second. One of them is mezuyam. Mezuyam, which is that the person comes across being dirty. That would include zeya. But tanan mumim elu ben kuyim ben oivrim. These moon which apply by animals would apply, those examples apply to people as well. By animals, we differentiate sometimes between a mum kavua and a mum oiver. But by a person, as long as he has the mum, it's problematic. So you see that, but one of them is mezuyam, and mezuyam applies to the kahanim. And that's, so why do they need to add zeh over here if that's included in mezuyam, which is included by the kahanim? Amr of Yossi Bar Chanina. So Yossi Bar Chanina answers that lo kasha kan mizeya oiveris kan mizeya shein oiveris, that if it's something which can be zeya, which it can't be removed, that's mezuyam. But Isaiah, which can be removed, does not apply to kahanim, but by an isha it does. So if he's able to wash himself off and remove it, so that's not called mezuyam. Mezuyam is it doesn't seem to be taken off. Okay, Rav Ashi Omar, Zeya a mezuyam karamisa. You're asking from Isaiah to mezuyam. Hasam Gabi Kahanim Epshad L'Avra B'Kiyua the Chamra, there is a way of removing it. We can take it off with the sharpness of wine. We can have them wash for that short period of time is necessary to do the avoda. There's a cleansing agent which will counteract it. So zeya would not be what mezuyam is, because by avoda the zeya would be acceptable. But by a woman, the fact that she constantly has that problem, the husband's not going to accept it. And if you feel that reach apeh is a form of mezuyam, because again it creates that impression of this feelings of disgust being with him, so by avoida we can remove that for the period of time after the nokat pilpala the pume vavad avoida, he could put some pepper seeds in his mouth. And that will counteract the smell. And for the short period of time, we can do the avoda. So therefore, these cases would not be problematic by kahanim. And the case of mezuyam is something which is different. But Abba Gabi Isha, lo yafshir, that he can't see, the fact that they can do it for a short period of time is not going to solve the problem. She can't constantly have something in her mouth and constantly be washing herself to prevent this feeling of disgust. Okay. The Mor says, furthermore, so we've answered Zeya, Bezuyam is something, has to be something more than just Zeya or Rechapet, because by avoida that would not be problematic. And therefore you're comparing apples and oranges. Okay, now we mentioned Zeya and Reya Chapeh, which we challenge from Mezuyam. What about the case of Shuma? Mursahai Shuma Hegedami. Either is Basar, if there's a hair growing out of it, Hakel Pasla. That applies to the Kanim as well. The lo isbasar, if there's no hair in it, ishuma gadol, if it's a large wart, halacha b'halacha pasul, again it applies to kahanim as well. Ishuma ketana, if it's a small one, halacha b'halacha lo pasul, it doesn't pass by women either. So what's the case? We're saying that it applies to women, not to the kahanim. How do I know that? It doesn't apply to women. The Tanya, Shumo Shiesh Basar. Reza Mum. El Basar. Gedarlo. Reza Mum. Tana. Ein Zemum. So the price to differentiate between whether it has sar or whether it's a gdolo. If it has no sar and it's a katan, it's not a mum. Vezohi gdolo. Here's a shirin of Leo. Ad kisri talki. It has to be the size of an isri talki. So what's this case of Shuma? We should apply to the woman and not to the Kahanim. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, but Medes al Padachto. It's a small wart without any hair, and it's on her forehead. So that's a prominent place, and that's something which would bother him, even though it's small. The Mor says, Padachto, Rav Benifayas, who? But he can't say that she's fooled him. He saw it and married her anyway. So he can't complain. Can't argue about that afterwards. So Mor says, over the papa, b'medes lo tachas kipa shal reisha. Zimdala miskazia. So it's right there under the, I guess, on the scalp. It's not always noticeable, but when he sees it, it's visible. Okay, fine. I heard this from Gabar Rabba, which is Rav Shila. He said the following: Noshka Kelev Renasa Mekemet Zalekis. If she got bit, and there was left with some type of after the wound healed, it left a scar. Reza Mum. That's considered a valid. That's considered a mum. Amr chista kol oba beisha raise a mum. A thick voice by a woman. A man has the right to claim is considered a mum. Shemar ki kolech areva marech nove. Now I don't know whether you can argue it was a mum that he didn't know about. If they had a marriage which was arranged, and if he first met her after the marriage. So that would be possible, which would be against the dictate of Chazal to see the woman beforehand, because he saw her, he didn't necessarily speak to her. Let's see Rashi. I see for Leyen. Mark Lucian says a man should not marry a woman until he sees her. So I guess it would mean that it's enough to see her without even out speaking to her. Then he marries her and realizes she has a voice which sounds like a man's voice.
I see for Olayim Benosha. I understand the pasuk, the proof text here. I mean, what kind of variety is this? It sounds like the kol is that a play on words? But if it's arev, it's actually saying that it's... That's nice, right?
Yeah, not thick, not
avon.
Right.
I'm
saying it is nice. You want it to be nice.
But it sounds like the thickness is nice. In other words, if you're going to play, truth to Shul is that it's a nice voice.
Right.
Okay. So. I just don't understand what the
you're saying that's something which that it's desirable desired in a woman is to have a nice voice. So kol ova is something which a person would find he would dislike that.
Okay, but it, you know, at the same time, it's just a sort of a. Well, the kol ova sounds like it's a negative. The pasuk would suggest that okay, if it's neutral, it's also a problem.
The Gemara is just bringing from the pasuk. You see that a nice voice in a woman is something which is desirable. So we can understand if it's a voice which is not like that to the extreme, it's something which is a person would find detestable. Okay. I see for lanes of Rashi, but Noshim Shein Rikanim. We have movement which we added by the women which don't apply to Gahanim. Zoya Tommy, she's constantly sweating. Shuma is a varvu. I'm sure the correction is a wart, something of that sort. A marking on the body. Now we see what comes to Zokin, Vachalaba Mazuyim. Then we apply those movements to people as well, the Kahanim as well. So either Zeya or Recha Peh would be a form of Mazuyim. So the more answers, Rav Ashi says Zeya a Mazuyim Karamisa. You're asking from Zeya to Rumim, Lav Rumyahi, it's not a stira. Mezuyim is gufa masriach. The body is creates a negative smell. But other nami person that applies to people as well. Al mazeya the adam. But if the person just has a problem mazeya, in a pesalus b'kahanim, and that doesn't apply to kahanim. Kiktan you see, well, then the only applies to be women. The afshal abra b'kiyua the chamra v'yayin keya. Is Igra Balaz Achiyavana Vinosa. We can, during the Voida, before the Voida, he can wash himself with his very strong agents, and the Zeah will be removed for that period of time. Renecha Pen Nami, even though that creates a feeling of being Mizuyim to the person, well, you can put something which will remove that smell. Awayabi Isha Shumadabri Mo Kolshoa Loyapsha, but his wife, that's not an Eitza. It sounds like they talk to the wife all the time. Okay, the man is al pedachta. Well, mishein basar ubekatana. It was, you're right. It was no hair, and it was a katana. But since it's pedachta, which is mitzvah, it's in her forehead. So that's prominent to the point that it bothers him. After the wound healed, it left the roshim, the scar. Tzalekis is pin ruru. It says when you cut it apart, you see that cut. Fine. Tony, Rimnosen Biroa quoted a brisa which says, "Bein dadi isha tefach." There should be a space of a tefach between dadi isha. Okay. So Rav Acha berei the Rabba the Kamei the Rav Ashi. So he understood that the brisa to mean the memor tefach l'mal yusa. That's considered that annoyed for the woman. Amalei Rav Ashi got me mumin. No, Tanya, it was regards to the woman. If the woman dadim are too far apart, they're considered a mum. Okay. Bekama, so what would be considered that's not considered a mum, and it's considered the proper? Or by Shalosh it's both. Tanarim Nosan Omer, Kalisha Shedadea Gasin, Yishal Chabrasea, raise a mum. If they're very large, it's considered a mum. Vakama, Omer Mesha Bar Bered, the Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishmei, the Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Tefach, Marzumika kihai gavna. Is there such a different woman with such a very very large dadim? In Domer Rabba Barbachona Aniri Isi Arve Achas Shivshila Dadeha Lachareha Vinika Espino. She threw them over her shoulder and nursed her son that way. Okay. So the Mora. Mora brings a. We quoted something from Meshia Bar Braid of Yeshua Ben Levi. He was Yeshua Levi's grandson. Okay. So we're bringing another statement in, which is no connection at all to our conversation, but except that it's about the same person. Pasuk says in Tilam Letzion, Yomer Ish Yulad Ba, Vehu Yechon Neha Elyon. Regards to Tzion, we're going to say. That they're going to say that this person is, we're going to bring him to the pasuk says that when the Umos Shalom will come out to see a Jew, will say that he deserves to be brought up to see. So since he was born there. He's going to help build it. We're going to bring him there. Somer Meshia Barbara de Yeshua Ben Levi. It sounds like only if a person is born there will they react with a desire to bring him up to Tzion. So he says, Echad Anelad Bov Echad Hamatzapa L'Roysa. That the extra word Ish is coming to include. Not only was a person who came from there, but a person who's never been there, but his desire to be there, well, the reaction will be the same, that the Umos Elam will desire to help them bring them up to Tzion. Amar Baya, v'chad minayu odem kishrei minon. But still, there's an advantage of being from there, being born there. One of those who are born there is better than two of ours. Amar Rava, but v'chad minon, but one from here, kisolak lahasam, when he goes there, odem kishrei minayu is better than two from there. The Rav Yirmiyah, to he have a hocha, lo have a yoda, my camera bonnet. Rav Yirmiyah, when he was here, he was not considered, he wasn't able to follow all the conversations. He saw Klahasim Karan Lon, Bavloitim Shoy, and he moved up to Eretz Yisrael. He looked back and he says, all those fools back in the bubble. So he was much smarter than us. So you see that once you go up to Eretz Yisrael, there's an added element of Chochmah. Zakrashi, Lamal Yusuf, Vachakamar, Noyhu Leisha Shiyah Dadea Muvdolim Tefach. So the more he thought that it was considered appropriate that it should be a separation of a Tefach. And Rashi said, the Gabimum Tanan, the Gabimum Tanya, Hach Masnaisa, Gabimum Tanya, the Kachoshab Zeya, Vashuma Varechapev, Vashar Mumin. It's considered a mum. The common noy law. Three etzbos. Become a yagasi mishal chabrasel be a mum a tefach. The tzion yarmer mishum da ariba rameshia nokelot. Since rameshia was the one who spoke about it, so we brought it over here also. The tzion yarmer ish veish yulad bo. So lost in love because she's kai mikra shakasu. In the future, when the pasuk which says "Avius Kol Hashem," that the Pasuk Yeshaya says that the nations will bring up all the members of Klal Yisrael, the brothers of Klal Yisrael, the brethren of Klal Yisrael, as a present to Hashem. Whenever they see a Jew, the nations will say, he's from Bnei Tzion, because that Yulba, he was born there. Nevi'enu Sham, let's bring him up there. Ula Tzion doesn't mean to Tzion, means about. They didn't say to his wife, it means al Ishtoi. So he said, Ramishya says, Echad Anelad Ba, Ish Yisera Kadarish, Echad Anelad Ba, they will react this way with a desire to help them bring him up to Tzion, whether he was born there. Echad Anelad Ba, for a person whose desire is to be part of Zion, the nations will react to that person as if he's a Ben Zion and bring him there. Thank you. And the Bereshit will then take Tzion and make it raise it up as the greatest place. Other pichim, rechamifim, one retzil is sharper than two of us. Okay.